Okay, good evening. It is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022 at 6:04 p.m. This is a meeting of the Cultural Commission of the City of Derby. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, everybody, we're gonna call the meeting to order here at 6:04, and I think we're gonna go ahead and do a roll call. Donna, you wanna do the roll call, Ms. Secretary?
Sure, let's see. Does he go by, let's see, we'll go Susan?
Here.
Ian?
Here.
Miguel?
Here.
Dawn?
She pretty much has an excused absence. Okay.
Okay. And then Antonio?
Yes. Okay.
He's not here, correct?
Yeah, we're not, I'm just trying to think, 3 out of 5 are here. So I guess we have like a quorum if we have to do any votes. And I think Antonio, he really wants to be here. So hopefully he will. Okay, have you recorded that, Donna?
It's being recorded
anyway here and the meeting's being recorded. And then we just have to approve the March minutes, which hopefully everybody read the special meeting for March and then the regular meeting for March. Anybody have any questions? Did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes?
Everything looks good. I read over them this morning.
Okay. Miguel, same?
Not the same.
Yay. Ian, you can be dissenting. Okay, Ian, you're okay with the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess then we just make a motion to approve. Do we have a motion to approve the March special and regular meeting minutes?
Motion to approve.
You want to make that motion?
Yep. Motion.
First. Good. Donna's first motion. And anyone want to second that? Ian, you want to second that?
I'll second.
Okay. And discussion, we already did. So all in favor? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So that means no opposed. Okay. We're golden. So now we can just move forward. Oh, we must say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, I'm going to try to move this. I'll do it right now. Here is our flag. Okay, everybody ready?
Yep.
I pledge of allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty,
and justice for all.
Oh, thank you. That's my nice picture frame from 4th of July. yeah, because we left the last one on the organ in the City Hall. Okay, so that's really good. Okay, now for the public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? And I don't even know if it's that kind of a Zoom meeting, but we ask. If there's anyone from the public who wishes to speak, you may now. And the last call, anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, the public portion is now closed. And now we can just zip into our old business. And we had discussed recruiting a junior member from the high school. Did anybody have any more thoughts about that? Or did you want to just try to go forward with what we discussed, which was to talk to Derby High School and the Board of Ed, really? Anybody? Hello? What? Are we there, guys?
I think We're the only ones in here. I don't see Donna in here anymore.
Okay, well, wait a minute then. Huh? I heard her laugh. Donna.
I only see Mark.
Okay, we'll wait a minute then. How about Miguel?
No,
I see somebody who's trying to click that?
Huh? Click what?
Oh, I can see some other icon and I can see a mouse. Hopefully, wait a few minutes and see if she comes back on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's trying to contact me. Oh, yeah. Anna said she got kicked off.
Uh-oh.
You think I did that? Oh, no. Hang on 1 second. Can you do anything about that, Ian? Can you get a hold of her?
I'm not the host.
No, I know you're not the host, but I'm just saying, because I'm trying to do two things at once. She just texted me. She got kicked off. So maybe she can come back in. But Mark accepts her, I think. She can call in, though. She can call in.
Uh-huh.
I can have her on my phone, and we'll just do it that way if we have to.
I just sent her another link.
Oh, there you are. Was that from you, Ian?
I sent her a link.
Okay. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I see your name.
Yay, that was fun, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was like,
was probably me. Maybe I did something.
It got quiet.
I know. What about Miguel? Did he get kicked off too?
No. He's here.
Oh, okay. Okay. We were talking about recruiting a high school member for our sixth member. And we left it where we were considering to, you know, do that. We had, I think, voted on that and then said we would speak to the Board of Ed and Derby mm-hmm. High School. So how does everybody still feel about that? Want to go forward?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, especially coming up for the Derby Day. We will need them. Okay, then, and we did vote on it previously, so that is just a standing item. And then old business B, Irish flag raising summary. It was flawless, I feel. The weather was the same as last year. Any comments? Any suggestions for next year? Anything? Nope. Irish flag raising? The same?
Yeah, the same. I mean, I think it was well.
Okay, thank you. And Ian and Miguel, you're just agreeing, I guess, in your silence.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, I apologize. I'm just trying to put this dog down. Apologize.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if I already did that. Oh, my God. Distraction.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They knew when 6 o'clock was, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, that's what we walked in and was rushing around to get everything done in time. So
I know. I'm thankful that you did. And hopefully not too stressed. So next on the old business was Black History Month contest winners. And we discussed the gift certificate, I think $25. And I realized that it might be, rather than awkwardly trying to go and locate them and, you know, we're under time constraint, like in the next month, to get that accomplished, maybe we consider to display their art at Derby Day and make contact with the teachers or their parents ahead of time and maybe give them a recognition at Derby Day. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a nice, that sounds good.
Yeah, I just somehow real because we're thinking about Derby Day, you know.
It'd be more personal, you know. It'd be more.
Yeah, they would have an array of us there, you know, and plus, you know, maybe the mayor. Sure. So, how many people? We're just. I make a motion that we do that. Anyone want a second?
I second it.
Okay, Miguel, second, and. Discussion we just did. All in favor? Aye.
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 Ian?
Am I?
Ian.
Oh, I was unmuted. Yeah, aye.
Okay, super. So that is definitely a go. Motion moves forward. Good, thank you. Also old business, we technically should be doing a motion to approve changing the agenda, which I added a new item D, the Ramadan flag raising, because that's old business now, even though it was yesterday. But does anyone have any comments on that? Any suggestions on that?
I think I was reading the comments and everything. It looked like it was a very positive, for the most part. You know, there was a residents really appreciated the recognition.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise to see that. It was really powerful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm noticing with these flag raisings is that not having the microphone is such, not having a speaker system is such a disadvantage because of the traffic and the wind yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I almost got blown over. That sign was turning into a sail. Cultural Commission sign. I was thinking, what do you, even for Easter or Mother's Day event, we if not Easter, but you know, maybe Mother's Day, we do need that microphone, but we have all the other flag raisings too for Cinco de Mayo. So it seems like we might want to step on the gas for that. Now, Ian has his quotes. I don't know if everybody saw those quotes.
Yep, I did.
Okay, I guess we discussed that under new business, but that's the only suggestion I have for the flag raisings, is that anything done outside, especially near the water at City Hall, you can't hear anything. So, okay, thanks, guys. Anything else anyone can think of? Okay, we'll go on to new business. For the Easter, April 16th, pre-Easter celebration, we got the flyer out, and we got the magician, and we ordered the bunny rabbit suit. Rabbit.
Yeah.
So the only thing left, I guess, Donna, what do you think? Activities, candy?
Yeah, so you guys didn't order another suit, right?
We did.
Okay, so because we had one. I had talked to you that day we walked, that we had one donated.
Yeah, but I did not know what was going on. There was a little time lapse there.
Okay.
So, is it a large?
It's an adult.
Yeah. Well, you know what we can do is, that's a for sure then, right?
Oh, I have it here. Yeah.
Okay, well, so then maybe we can that would be great, because that would be better for our budget. We could possibly return it. I'm sure we can. Ian, what do you think about that? Can that suit you just ordered be returned?
Can I return it?
Yeah.
I mean,
if we haven't got it yet, so the minute it comes back, we could.
Well, it's already shipped.
Right.
It'll be here soon.
Right, but that's not... That's within the norm to return an item, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ordered from?
I think Amazon.
Oh yeah, they'll come pick it right back up.
Now, can he call them and just have them reverse it before it even gets here?
No, I think it would have to be delivered, and then
it has to be done online. I have to go to orders, and then I have to submit a request for a return. And then it's like this whole process. It's like a while.
Yeah. Let me ask, Ian, let me ask you this.
What?
Well, and Donna too, is there anything from Amazon? Can we get the candy from Amazon, or anything else that we need?
I have the eggs. I have the fillers.
Okay, so all the candy's taken care of, right?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
All the fillers and the eggs.
Okay. So then, we can give some thought to this down the line, because that was kind of a surprise. And luckily, it's just a $75 surprise. Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's more of a paperwork issue than anything else.
It wasn't $75. It was more than that, but.
With shipping?
Like one time. Yeah, it was 127.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we can always get something related to Halloween, though, and substitute it. I don't know, but we'll talk about that. We'll just get through the agenda and maybe swing back around to that. What do you think?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
I mean, I can send over to him which one it is too. So the one that y'all had purchased, if it's a better suited one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's worth taking a look at, I guess. It's got to last a long time.
Yeah.
Now we have a system for our inventory, which I guess I'll bring up at the end. We do. What, Donna, what amount would you be submitting to Ian for reimbursement for the candy?
I believe it's under $50.
What? Excellent.
It's pretty
and
good.
That's how many?
500 wow. eggs.
Oh my goodness. With the candy.
Yeah, with the candy and some, it's half candy, half toys. Like little, really? Little Easter toy things.
Really? And you, it's coming assembled already?
Oh no, we've been doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
No problem.
500. Lord.
And then we also have our two Brees. We're going to do, so we got some stencils, but Miguel's company took care of that and some face paint.
Oh, that's nice. So we are having face painting, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Because I can just modify the flyer. You saw the flyer, right?
I did see it. And that's why.
Very sublime.
No, you know what? And I wanted to talk about that. You know, I apologize. I kind of explained to you a little bit what's going on with our situation right now.
Yeah.
But I can, even if you want me to put out another one or help you with that one, you just let me know. I had started working on one. And then I remember we talked about Antonio doing it. And then, you know, him and I were having a little bit of trouble connecting.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a little trouble. Well, we should probably just stick to the same format as those, not to freak people out and flip in, you know, all your other fun things.
Yeah.
So right now you're adding face painting, right? Which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Anything else?
We also have, you know what? I have to double check to make sure they didn't get packed away, but I'll let you know that didn't we have the burlap sacks that the kids
wanted to donate those?
Yeah. Yep. The kids wanted to donate the burlap sacks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I can let you know how many there are.
About five.
Okay. I think there's five, right? There's like five burlap, brand new, never used. We used them to make from Nightmare Before Christmas, the, what was it? Boogie, Oogie, Woogie, or whatever.
Boogie, Oogie, Woogie. We never did it. So
for Girl Scouts, she marched in the Christmas parade, and her Girl Scout troop did Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh my God, they're wild. I wish I saw that. That's cool.
So yeah, so we have.
We didn't love that movie. I didn't even know people really saw that movie. They seemed like an oddity, but we liked it.
You know what? It's interesting because at my kid's age, I probably didn't watch it for the first time until I was an adult.
Yeah, me too.
So, but like my kids, like now they like it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I think they're built for this stuff. These days they're built for this stuff. So really we have a chock full of things. I mean, do you think we should extend it another hour? Because I put 12 to 2 right now, just, you know, the brief. Down one, but if we're doing the more fun one,
so you know who didn't get back to us, we were having a little bit of trouble with, was the fire department.
Oh, I know, I wouldn't worry about that too much because I think we have to go through the proper channels. And I put the feeler out.
Miguel talked to a gentleman in the ambulance corp who has a Corso, like a gray one, that's how they met, and he said that, you know, they stay away from doing that because you need all kinds of permits from the city now, or for the fire, from the Naugatuck Valley Health.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh. Well, see, that's exactly why we're not doing that type of thing for Derby Day. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, it was so different 20 years ago. They could just whip out the grill and.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Well, you know, I don't think the kids are going to be expecting really that. We haven't done that in so long anyway. It was just a nice, wonderful, warm thought because sometimes it's cold out there.
Yeah.
So did we want to extend it another hour? Because 11 to 2 o'clock, if you're going to be doing the face painting and the burlap, or no? Whatever.
Yeah, we can do that. And then, you know, I figured I was thinking, I mean, we will determine that. Maybe when you put out the next flyer, we could say like 11 to 12 for like, I don't know, yeah. What, like 6 and
oh,
under?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're
saying. 6 and under for the egg hunt. So that this way, you know, the big kids don't come and
yeah.
want to get it done right away and take
oh, yeah.
over.
Oh, yeah, plus grab all the candy. Yeah.
Yes. And we've separated that as well so that.
Okay.
So
well,
that
I
we know
see you guys
candy.
Have thought this out. You're yeah. in charge, Donna. If you want to yeah. make that, you know, make that program for it, that'd be super. The magician was going to come in after they did the egg hunt because they would be calm for the show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then it'd be like 11 o'clock. Well, at least for the littles was going to
yep.
be the acon.
Yep.
And then after they're crying because there's no more candy, they're going to forget all about it because they'll see the magician.
Yep.
And after that, he was going to do 20 to 30 minutes. And it's really cool for adults too. And then after that was going to be pictures with the Easter Bunny, which
yep.
I don't know, that might go from like 11:30 to 12. And then after 12 to 2 could be all the other cool stuff
yep.
you have.
Yep.
Something like that. Okay. Because I, but the magician, he was in a time slot from like 11:30 to 12. So
11. So he's 11:30 to 12.
Yeah. That was his time slot.
Okay.
And that's it.
12. Okay. That works.
Good.
Yes. That works.
Okay. Wow. You should see all my notes. anything else on that you can think of?
Well,
we have
who's
the rain
hide the eggs. No.
Oh my gosh.
Motion detected at the second floor back
camera. Sometimes they do it. I think the night before. I thought I remembered doing it the night before, but that, you know, if the kid, if like high school kids are out there and watching, forget about it. So we should probably just, you know, do it just before.
Okay.
No, we're not going to do 500 eggs, are we?
No. I was thinking, you know, we could always base it on, you know, start off with a smaller amount. If all of a sudden we get, I mean, whatever doesn't go, I figured the candy we'll put out first.
Yeah.
Because that you can't really wait till the next year.
Right.
And then, you know, but if there's, I don't know if, I mean, I know the kids have been telling kids about it. So I just didn't, I was going to do only 100, but I was so afraid that we would get too many
yeah.
kids.
Right. Especially so with just, COVID, they haven't had this thing in, since 2019. So.
Exactly. So I just wanted to make sure we were prepared either
cool.
way.
Especially that price, that was really very cool. So yeah, I'm glad you're so prepared. Just And then anything that they don't find, I guess we could just leave for the high school kids because I think they always have fun scavenging. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the anything abundant is, you know, you save it for the next year.
Yeah. And
carry
now
over.
We have, I do believe we have part of the basement for our inventory.
Okay.
It's a definite for our flags. And now everybody understands, you know, the priority. We're on the same page. They keep track of all this stuff. So, you know, that's nice to know. So did we want to move on to pre-Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Activity,
yeah.
Which we scheduled that for, what did we schedule that for? May, why don't I look at the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not going to be on there. I have it on my calendar here, on my multiple window. But now this thing is being blocked, and it looks like if I press it, I'll be leaving the meeting. So I'm going to try to make this just really tiny.
It was the day before Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, it was the day before. But I'm looking at my other.
So, today's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day will be on Sunday, May 8th, 2022.
Okay.
So nice. May 7th.
Thank you. Very nice. That's coming around the corner, huh?
I'm sorry?
That's right around the corner, too.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, really. Now, just trying to find my meeting. Okay. So, do you have an estimate of your budget needs for that?
I do not. Do you have time? Because I don't know how much Miguel is going to be able to help me because he's staying out in Massachusetts a few nights a week now.
Okay. What do you need? You need just like
just to go over, refresh, and you know, just to kind of tighten up what we had previously discussed and whatnot. And then, you know, figure it out from there.
Yeah, I think when's Easter? 2 weeks? Yeah, I can just kind of do back burner it and keep updating you if you want that way. Because yeah, I think, you know, that 75 that, you know, we might be returning the costume, it could be applied, you know, to this. And yeah, we might need something through there for that. So I'm sure we will.
I know we had talked about doing like a craft type thing.
Yep.
So that's
actually, since you bring that up, yes, though, we need a table at least. I mean, we've needed, and that's under discussion, that's on the agenda, I think, too. But you know, as far as like capital investments like banners, speaker systems, tables, mm-hmm. we just don't have any of that. And so, for the craft event of pre Mother's Day, not for Easter, we definitely, for face painting, do you really need tables?
I have a small one that I can bring to the girls.
Okay, for the face painting?
I think, do we have a larger white one too?
Foldable?
Yeah, downstairs.
I think we do have a small one, we have a bigger one.
We have that one that's there, and then we have a white one that's a little bit bigger, right?
Yeah, we do. So we do. We got two.
Yeah, so I believe we have one that we can use for the Easter.
Okay, so then we could also use it for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
For the crafts? Okay. But that's not going to carry us forever, like even for like Derby Day. We're going to need more than that. So, but just like that's constantly weighing on me because I just can't believe we don't have those things. But we will. And okay, so then as far as the crafts go and everything, I can look at some. You want me to look at different ideas for that?
Yeah. So what time? What kind of availability on what day are you home this week? On the weekend, are you home Saturday or Sunday?
This week, Saturday.
Saturday. Do you have any time on Saturday?
I don't think I do. This is like the most jam-packed, craziest week I've ever had.
So how about you look into your schedule? You let me know a few times and dates.
Okay.
And then, you know, a couple different options. And then we'll work, because we're just trying to get accustomed to our new schedule.
Okay. So yeah, I understand.
And then we'll work around that for you and I to meet up within the next week or so.
Okay. Got it.
And then to go over, I've printed some things out. Again, you know, I would want, you know, I printed out picture frame, like how to do picture frames, those type of things.
How is the shipping going now anyway with ordering things? You had no problem? And Ian didn't
I get, for Amazon, I get next day. Our Amazon driver knows our house very well.
But I mean, are you have to charge premium, you know, shipping rates for that?
Oh, no, I get it. I get it for free, next day delivery.
Okay. Is that built into some business thing you have? Is that why?
Yeah. It's like, because Miguel orders all his things from Amazon, all his supplies and whatnot.
Okay. Ian, what about that? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Does that seem like something that we could do for the culture?
You mean Amazon Prime?
Well, she's got like free shipping and it's
expedited. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could use that. Sure.
You will look into it? I don't know, because that
I don't know if it's something that I could get. I don't know if it's an exclusive deal.
Yeah, I'll send you. I mean, because it's a, you know, because it's a nonprofit, that they're probably, you know, dealing with other nonprofits and things of the such. There are different programs and stuff. I can get together. I can look at some of the stuff we do for even Girl Scouts.
Okay.
And, you know, the companies we use that give deals and get stuff next day and stuff like that.
All right. Because the Cultural Commission is not nonprofit, but still, I don't know. But Miguel's business isn't nonprofit either. So
no, it's not. But even it's not, maybe nonprofit isn't the right word, but it's, you know, like kind of like Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts isn't, you know, it's not, we're not here selling stuff and whatnot. So they have different options and stuff like that things like that.
Oh, that's good,
because we're tied into the city as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ian, you got that? So maybe you could send him a link.
Mm-hmm.
Send him the link.
Yeah, I could look up some stuff.
Curious.
I put your emails in a couple of the emails that you send out, right? His email is, and I could forward it over to both of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think that was an extra 30, I don't know, $20 I got it for the Easter event. Okay. So for Derby Day, Antonio had the vendor list. And since we put the press release out, we've had a lot of inquiries. And what I'm doing is putting all those inquiries into a folder. So they're all in one spot. Because if I need to, you know, give them to Antonio,
yep,
he'll have them. But I have been answering, just giving preliminary answers to the inquiries that we've had. And what I've been telling him is that the application packet will go out after Easter.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it seems like people are really enthused about that. And, we're, you know, going to be probably putting out more press about that as time goes on. And that's really all I have for right now. We decided to keep the times the same, basically from 11 to 5. The green is going to be exclusively used for the children's activities. We even have the fire department is interested in doing, you know, education on, you know, fires and safety and all that kind of stuff. So that will be a children's activity right there on the green.
And yeah, so
I'll just enhance what we're doing.
Like, yeah, touch a trucks are huge at for kids at
Well, it's not touch a truck. They just want to do like educational things on fire safety and, you know, all that kind of stuff and bring their, like, I guess Dalmatian dog or this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much, but we have had that option. In fact, they use that for Halloween, you know, which, you know, we could look into that too. But so far, it's just right now, that's the only contact from them and what they asked for. Is that Antonio? I can't even see now the screen. But so it's just, you know, right now, we're just trying to put the feelers out and see how the community responding, but we're gonna have to tighten everything up just after Easter, because then you only have like 6 weeks, I think.
Yep.
So, and that means, you know, spending the money that we really need to spend on the capital stuff we talked about. And the other thing too, oh, by the way, is because it's an international focus and the international fashion show, that kind of aligns with all our flag raisings and making, you know, giving people the awareness level of that we are trying to really embrace diversity. So it's not, won't be a foreign thing, you know, when it comes time, because we're going to try to recruit, put out, you know, a call for, you know, cultural family models, or, you know, we'll term it better than I am right now, but that'll be really fun, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, and then, you know, as usual, the food trucks. And there's, to me, too many food trucks, but I guess there can never be too many food trucks for the public, a fun event, you know? That's what really is it. As far as volunteers go, and we talked about having volunteers maybe the day before, but we've had some specific people asking about volunteering already. So if you get that, if people are saying, you know, how can I volunteer, or, you know, can I come to the meetings? I've been saying these are Zoom meetings, you know, you can watch them, or you can come to the public portion and ask a question, but it's different because before people could just, you know, come to the meetings and watch. But if you have people that want to help, it's probably going to be more like the day before.
Okay.
Or that, you know, because we cannot tell people yet what they will be doing because we haven't even discussed that as a group. But you might get that. So, anything else on that? It's very vague right now, isn't it?
No worries.
Oh, okay. It's just a framework of Derby Day right now that we
so all. For one of the businesses in Derby, the one, you know what? I had the name written down and I'm not sure where I put it, but it's the one next to Riverwalk, the new restaurant down there.
Yeah.
There's a fashion store.
Yeah, La Coba.
So the one of Brianna's friends, their dad said that they would most likely be a very interested party.
Well, it's funny he should say that because they're the ones that helped sponsor the 2019 fashion show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I was modeling for them, but you know, back then she wasn't as busy. Now I am going to approach her. She's a friend of mine. Her name is Agat. But I have to really be considerate of things just aren't the same. Her business has really moved forward a lot. And she is often, if not out of the state, she's out of the country.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't mean because, you know, she's from a different country, like how great would it be for her to be modeling too? You know, I mean, it just, she's got a store in Derby here and she's really enhanced the town. Wouldn't it be great? So she is like definitely like a key player, but it has to be done just right. I don't want to make her feel, put her on the spot because she is sought after. So I'm glad you mentioned that's La Coba, Agat La Coba. She's just a beautiful woman and kind. Any other? Oh, and that brings us to the sponsorship program. And Miguel, did you have a report, Miguel?
Yes, I got in contact with Griffin Hospital.
Yay.
And so I got a contact there and Christian, I basically, you know, I'm talking to him. Actually, I've got a follow up with him this Friday.
Wow. Okay.
So he has the letter and we're trying to get something going there. And I know it's not in Derby, but I also got a connection in Inline Plastic.
Wow.
So they want to do something. I spoke to one of the managers that's a friend of mine, but he's not the actual person that can make that decision.
Yeah.
But he's encouraging it, and he's encouraging for him to have a meeting with me. I know we got to handle some other business there this Thursday. So I also as well will follow up, see what they could do and see what they, you know, how they could help us, you know. And I got a young lady and her husband, they just got a food truck here in Derby.
Yes.
So I'm talking to them too, because I told them if they want to sponsor, you know, that it would be a great opportunity for them as well as for us, you know, we could help each other and yes, get their name out there.
Oh, absolutely.
So I actually got a follow up with them too. So I'll be following up by the end of this week with mostly all of them.
And do we got something going on with A.M. Bagel?
Not yet,
right. I'm also looking at this place called A.M. Bagel. You heard of it?
Right. Before? Oh, yeah, I've been there. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah. Oh, so I'm trying to see, you know, they want to also sponsor, so.
You know what? That's really important. I don't know. For some reason, I was getting the impression. I know they had the Ukraine fundraiser, and so I don't know why I was thinking they're from Ukraine, because I thought when I talked to them, I heard an accent, but I was wondering, should we be, because I forgot to, we discussed very briefly for the flag raisings to have the Ukraine fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
I guess we would have an opportunity, right? At, if not Easter, the pre-Mother's Day, that mm-hmm. might be nice. You keyed me when you said AM Bagels, and I think they had the fundraiser for Ukraine.
So they, the gentleman, not sure their exact statuses, but the gentleman owner is from Ukraine.
Okay, it's from A.M. Bagel, right?
Yep. So I spoke to one of their employees because they weren't in the last time we were there.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I had questioned. I had told them, you know, part of the Derby Cultural Commission, and for some of our events, we would like to, you know, do, you know, a table for donations. And okay. if they could just give us insight on which, you know, which fundraiser they had donated to.
Okay.
So that it could be more of, you know, A.M. Bagel did it, the town yeah. of Derby did it. Like, we all support,
yeah,
you know, the fundraiser, figuring that he would know. Again, I know that, you know, one of the owners is from Ukraine, so they would know a little bit more than just, you know, picking a yeah. fundraiser out of a hat.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it. Okay, so that you're just checking.
But we left them Miguel's business card just to give us okay. a call.
All right. Very good. I mean, I think that's probably the best source. Oh. Well, you're reminding me that's where I gotta go.
Yeah. Ooh.
Soon as I get some good coffee, though. I have the worst
coffee. I stick to my own coffee, so.
I do, too, and it's getting bad. I don't know what. I think I need to start storing it in the freezer. They say that helps keep it fresh. Fast. Oh, I can understand that. That's really great. What more could we ask? I mean, go right to the source.
Well, that's why I kind of, you know what, we were standing in line outside and I'm like, yeah. why don't we ask what fundraiser they supported? Because, yeah. you know, what, I mean, obviously they chose a fundraiser that hits home to them.
Yeah.
So,
and what, you know, we do want to support if somebody is now in Derby from Ukraine, you know, their maybe their town. I don't know. But.
Yep. Yep.
So you'll let us know, right, Tana?
Absolutely. We will probably be in there. We take them to our meetings, so we'll probably be in there. And I try to grab them, their attention.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, most likely, we'll go by there.
Yep, tomorrow morning, we'll be by.
Okay.
Good. So just to see if, you know, we could just get a quick chat and then, you know, them. I did write on the back of his card that it wasn't, you know, cleaning service, that we were from the
the cultural
commission.
Yes, and we sort of do need our own business cards, and that brings me to Ian's got his report, but then, you know, that's perfect because he's under finance. Okay, we're on E, tech, social media updates, sound system quotes, March income statement, treasurer. Ian, are you still
yes.
awake?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to report on new business E?
What's that?
Did you have anything to report on new business item E? You want to talk about the tech, what you set up for us tech-wise?
Are you talking about the...
Instagram, Twitter, yeah.
Oh, well, haven't you been managing the page mostly?
Well, just tell... You know, let us know. Can everybody have access to that themselves if they want to
upload? Yes, link into the.
If Antonio wants to. Yeah. If Miguel, if Donna, they can update on Instagram.
Yeah,
and Twitter, right?
Password or in the group chat.
You guys got that? information
yes.
for me?
Yes.
Okay. You know, like as far as Twitter goes, I'm always fumbling with that. As far as Facebook and Instagram, that's easy for me. Does anybody want to just take Twitter?
You know what? I'm not familiar with Twitter either.
But you know, the city is on there a lot. They promoted our items for us. Actually, they kind of do pick up the slack for us.
Okay.
In that regard. You can think about it because Ian set it up so that you could.
I don't even have
Twitter. You know what? I'll let me talk to Bree. She's my social media savvy girl. She does all of our stuff. And let me have her show me how to work it. And then I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Just, you know, little exciting blurbs of anything yes. that was talked about, in this meeting. Because sometimes it's so easy to just jump forward. And I know I'm probably guilty of it. Ian, did you want to go over the March income statement? That's really important. I think that should have been under old business.
Sure. So the expenses. So we got the Mulcairn Irish Dancers for around $200. The flags were 69, 29, and 42.
What was 69? Which one?
That was
the Pakistan
flag. Mm-hmm. The Israel flag was 29 and the Mexico flag was 42.
Okay. So what was the income?
There was $0 income.
Right. And what was our balance at the beginning?
It was $3,800.
Okay. And then minus expenses of what total, subtotal was that?
$341.
I'm not looking at it. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not looking at $341.
Uh-huh, 75.
Okay, so what's the net?
It's $3,458.25.
Okay, just because this really does have to be in the minutes. of course, that could increase, you know, once Derby Day takes hold and vendors start... you know, filling out the applications and paying for their fee, which at the present time, it's $100 for food trucks. And I think 65 for regular business and 35 for, you know, nonprofit. But, and then they the expense for their background check goes to the Derby police.
Okay.
And anyway, so as far as like those fees go, I just want to double check them one more time, but some people would say, well, you know, you should increase it because the cost of everything has gone up. But then again, these people haven't been doing anything for a couple of years. So you want to maybe, you know, give them positive reinforcement. I really don't know. Does anybody, so we'll make a motion for, I'm making a motion that we keep the fees the same as 2019. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Donna, a second. And discussion? Okay, we did discuss. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that motion goes forward. At least, you know, I feel better about, you know, when people ask, I'm telling them that we have. And if they ask you, and they will, let me just double, triple check on this. And Donna, when you and I get back, when you and I touch base for Mother's Day, then, you know, we can cement it more. And then I can send that out in our chat. Because it's like, you know, even though we were never in charge of finance, so this is all very brand new.
Okay.
And Ian, Ian had an update on sound systems quotes. You want to talk about that?
Well, I got a couple quotes for mostly a lot of them were Yamaha systems, but ranged from around 500 to 2000, around that price. Some of them, most of them had speakers, stands, mics. They had the sound system, the mixer. But I wasn't sure. So everyone just obviously pick one, but because that's not my specialty, sound systems.
Did you really look at quite a range and just narrowed it down?
Well, I got like, there's six of them that I picked out that might be good candidates, and those are in the document.
Right. We had like the full bore before sound system.
Okay.
Especially for Derby Day, you know, you're kind of like your own DJ, I guess. So they spent like 1200. Like I said, I think you said a number somewhere. I saw the invoices, so it was up there. So these prices look lower, actually. But does anyone have experience or thoughts on that?
Sound system.
No.
Yeah, I have no experience whatsoever.
Well, they want to purchase it. They don't want to rent it.
Yeah, it's purchasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we have to own this once and for all because it's really been difficult not having it, you know, when we need it.
So now do we want to go new with this?
As yeah.
As far as like.
Because at least we'll have a warranty.
Yeah, I guess.
Speakers blow out, right?
Yeah, they do. You know, and the only reason I was saying was because the other route is looking through the marketplace. But then again, like you said, you want a warranty, you know, nothing through there could be, you know, guaranteed. Right. So, yeah, no, I think, you know, Ian had the right idea, you know, just narrowing it down. I do have a friend that works in Norwalk in Circuit City. It's like they sell all kinds of different systems. Yep. I could kind of ask him what's his recommendation. Maybe, you know, maybe he has a little bit more knowledge and could point us to the right direction.
Sure.
Or something that's not, you know, too expensive, but also has some quality to it, life to it.
Right.
And maybe I could bring that up on the next meeting, you know, what we have, you know, what he recommends.
Yeah. The other thing too is I had actually looked at some speaker systems. And I guess I was looking at the ones where if you're up in front of a classroom and they're wireless, so you know, you wear a headset and you talk and you can be heard.
Oh,
but nice. Those were like, you know, like a couple hundred. And, you know, it's not the full bore, you know, sound system.
Yeah.
Antonio's not here and, you know, he mentioned that. But again, I'm saying, and this is a big chunk of money, no matter what, whether it's 500 or 1,000 for the full bore system. But it would be, that expense would be offset by the revenue coming in from the vendors.
Yeah.
So... it's a reasonable, you know, it's reasonable, but then, you know, we haven't looked at the whole picture spending category for Derby Day as far as, you know, the banners and, you know, the tables that we should just have our own like that. So, but I guess we can wait another month, right?
Okay.
Because our next meeting maybe could be May 6th when I was looking at it. I don't know why. My schedule's insane. That's just for me, but then that's early in the month. We could make that decision. And actually, yeah. Okay. Anybody else ideas? Ian, did you, are those all your reports?
Yeah.
Okay, tech, sound systems, income statement. Okay. And then as far as Item F, publicity updates and flag raising. I think we kind of talked about that already. The next flag raising would be Cinco de Mayo. Who wants to be in on that? Who can? We have the flag. Oh, the flag is on order. That's it. Oh, no, the next flag raising, I'm sorry, is Passover.
Passover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, I think, I'm not looking at the calendar again. Every time I try to look at it, it's blocked by something else. But
I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see.
Okay. Ramadan, I don't see it. It's not on here. Do you have it on yours?
We're Passover.
Yeah. There's two things for April. And then two things for May. And I thought Passover was around the same time Easter.
Let's see. Yeah, Passover is Good Friday. So it's April 15th.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not Passover, though. This is a Jewish holiday. And I just don't have it at the tip of my tongue. Wait, it is Passover. We should know these things. Well, I have not had time to really move on that. And I have a back burner ideas, you know, who I would ask to, you know, participate in that ceremony.
Because
we've got some friends and some businesses. So I will update you guys. My dogs are going to start barking any minute. They're getting worked up. Maybe somebody's walking their dog, one of our neighbors. Well, I know it's not you guys.
That's all right. Our kids are screaming in the background.
Oh, maybe that's what's getting them going. I hope they're okay. It's a good thing.
Yeah, there's nobody out there. I don't see anything.
Oh, okay. Well, see, they have to do their thing. As far as, oh yeah. So are we all, guys, do you, are you okay with May? May 6th?
Motion detected at the second floor of the camera.
With May 5th?
May 6th? Oh dear, that's a bad bark. Yeah, May 6th. Or 6 o'clock again? That's like almost a month from now. Or even, yeah, because I the 5th is gone. I can't do any time the first week of May at night. Unless,
What time?
No, you know, that's not going to work for, you know what? We can't plan it now because that requires me to coordinate with the city because, you know, Mark has to oversee these. So we'll update. Is that all right? Is there any time that's not good in May?
Thanks, right? No.
No, we could. I mean, especially if there's Zoom, we could, even if he's not.
Right.
I mean, today he's here at the house, but if he's not, if he's in Mass, then he'll just join over that way.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys disperse, we're on Zoom, so that works, right?
Yep.
Elsewhere. Okay. That's good. So I have to follow up with that. And last H was Earth Day contest and media recognition. Guess what? May I have a motion to table that? Anyone want to make a motion to table that? That's just too much.
For Earth Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what, the 22nd?
Yeah, I just can't get to it. There's too much.
Yeah, motion to table.
Okay. Second?
Yeah.
Okay, Miguel, second. Yeah. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, guys. Hey, we didn't make a motion to adjourn. I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
Second.
All right, Donna. Okay, guys, I hope it didn't, it felt really fast, but it was a whole hour. Thank you so much. We all have a lot on our plates. And it's fun. I guess, Donna, so, but any finance stuff, just I guess shoot it to Ian. I don't
know. Okay.
Right. And I guess we'll still use the group chat if we need to communicate.
Yeah. I'll send over, so I'm going to send over the bunny suit that we have. Yeah. If you know, well, you guys could compare it. Okay. If you know the one you guys got you like better, just let me know. I can help. The returning process should, I mean,
I well, don't know, maybe it's, I order. It's more complicated because you know we paid out and then you know asking for reimbursement, so
to get repaid,
like, extra layer of like yikes. I know, but we'll work it out.
So, but at the same time, I mean, I think. You know, let me see if how it is for us to return, and then we can talk to them about maybe something else, doing some other kind of donation and whatnot.
All right, which is what we said. So do you want me to do the minutes, Donna? I'm writing everything down.
I have been too. I did.
Oh, good, really.
So I can draw them up and send them to you first and see if okay. I at least did it right. I've never done it before, so.
Okay. Yo, you see the format though, right?
Yep. I saw the one from last month. So okay. I'll you know do my end, and then if I missed anything, you could always fill in.
Okay, guys. Beautiful. Thank you. Happy puppy walking.
Yeah.
Miss you guys. Right, see you soon though.
Okay. And then Sue, just send me over some dates and times that work for you.
I will. Yep.
And then we'll
gotta
we'll
figure comb it through that. It's like a mystery right now.
You know what? We're we had probably what 300 people walk through our house this weekend.
Yeah. Don't even so, say that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we had the two open houses this weekend and then showings all week.
Oh, Donna. Oh, I'm going to start singing that song by Frankie Valli. Oh, Donna.
Yeah.
Now he's coming to the Mohegan April 22nd or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's fascinating in and of itself. Yeah, you guys are swamped. Okay.
So we're half packed. We're half not packed. We packed up, a couple. I think we did a trailer for Miguel to take some of his stuff. So we found a place up there. But so he's staying there half time.
Really?
So we're all over the place right now.
I appreciate everything you're doing, okay? I mean, seriously.
No, absolutely.
I know Antonio does too.
It's been an emotional roller. I told you that already. It's been an emotional roller coaster for us.
Of course it is. Yeah, I even want to put the kids in. Can you see Charlie right now? Can you see us? I can't. He's like saying, I want to be in on this meeting. Oh, okay.
There we go. I was going to say, ours is here too. Let's see if I could turn it.
Well, so they
I don't even know how to work. My phone. Here we go. That's our little one.
Oh, what's up?
Does it show?
Do you see me and Charlie? We're
Yeah, of course. I tried.
Wow, she's big.
Hi, Johnny.
I tried.
She wanted to be in the meeting.
See, that's Oreo was in the meeting. That's the one I'm ignoring.
Well, thank you for your contribution, Oreo and Charlie. Yeah. Okay, neighbors. Our neighbors so far.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Well, I'm probably going to make it like a point to like definitely be in touch with you by next Monday at the latest, Tuesday. Okay. Give us a week to pull our stuff together. How's that? You and
that
me.
That sounds good. Okay. I have eager girl. I meant to mention I have eager Girl Scouts that will help us with egg hiding and everything too.
Okay,
all on board.
Oh, good.
So
appreciate that, Girl Scouts.
Yeah,
Scouts of America. Thank you, guys.
All right. So we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Ian. Mm-hmm. And Antonio, wherever you are. Ciao. Did I hear Oreo?
Thanks, Ian. Good job. Are you better now?